Gloria Foopgorkle lived in the attic. She used to sleep in a pretty green and white room, but she never cleaned it up. One day her mother said, "Gloria, will you go and clean up your room? And don't come out until it's all cleaned up." Do you know how long Gloria was in her room? 2 weeks! By that time, she was so skinny you could see through her. And her room was still a mess. Her mother gave her some chicken soup with brown bread. Then she said, "Gloria, since you will not clean your room, you have to live in the attic with the door shut." Daddy got a truck with a big shovel and shoveled out Gloria's room into the attic. The floor was 3 feet deep with stuff. Gloria had to paddle over to her bed in an old wash tub. One morning, on the way downstairs, Gloria noticed Daddy in the bathroom on a ladder, scrubbing the fuzz off the ceiling. "What are you doing, Daddy?" she asked. "Aunt Hoochamagoocha is coming," said Daddy. Gloria went into the kitchen, where a poached egg on toast was waiting for her. Her mother was vacuuming fuzz from behind the fridge. "What are you doing, Mummy?" she asked. "Aunt Hoochamagoocha is coming," was all Mummy would say. Suddenly, Daddy appeared carrying the shower curtain. Gloria was so surprised that she spilled her milk. Daddy glared at her and said, "Don't do that when Aunt Hoochamagoocha is here." Then he took the shower curtain outside, spread it on the front lawn, and began scrubbing it with soap and water. The kids across the street came over to watch. They thought it was funny. "What are you doing, Mr. Foopgorkle?" asked Mike, the oldest. But all Daddy said was, "Aunt Hoochamagoocha is coming." At supper, Gloria found the longest noodle in her spaghetti, and she slurped it up so fast that it whacked her cheek and sprayed tomato sauce into the jello. Mummy and Daddy both glared at her and said, "Don't do that when Aunt Hoochamagoocha is here." "Who is Aunt Hoochamagoocha anyway?" asked Gloria. "She's your aunt," replied Mother, pouring iced tea onto Daddy's hand. "She likes things to be neat and clean. We don't want her to think that we're a family of slobs and pigs." "In fact," added Daddy as he dried his hands on the tablecloth, "if she sees your room, she'll turn purple and blow up." Good, thought Gloria. I hope she blows up. Next morning, Gloria was awakened by a clip-clopping noise. She rushed to her window, getting one foot stuck in her toy castle and the other tied up in her bath towel. A white horse stopped in front of her house, and a skinny lady got off. The lady had long black hair and a red skirt that swished and twirled. She had earrings made out of bird feathers and a string of shark teeth around her neck. She had rings on her fingers and bells on her toes, so she jingled as she walked. First, she shook hands with Daddy, then she hugged Mummy. Then she took a carrot out of her purse and gave it to the horse, saying, "Stay, Magpie." Gloria changed her mind about Aunt Hoochamagoocha. "I hope she doesn't blow up," thought Gloria. "I hope she gives me a ride on Magpie." When Aunt Hoochamagoocha met Gloria, she looked right into her eyes, which were mixed up green and blue, but she didn't say a word. She could tell that Gloria had a mind of her own. But later they were alone. "Gloria," said Aunt Hoochamagoocha, "would you like to show me your room?"
"Oh, no!"
exclaimed Gloria.
"Why not?"
asked Aunt Hoochamagoocha.
It's full of butter tarts, up to the ceiling," said Gloria, rather pleased with herself for thinking up such a good excuse in such a hurry. And if you open the door, they all squish out.
I love butter tarts, said Aunt Hoochamagoocha. Let's go.
No, it isn't really full of butter tarts, said Gloria. It's full of horrible green olives.
Even better, said Aunt Hoochamagoocha. We can watch them go rolling down the stairs.
Gloria started to cry. I can't show you my room. It's too messy.
Why not clean it up, then? Asked her aunt.
I don't know how, Gloria wailed.
Now, Aunt Hoochamagoocha was smart. She knew that when you ask the right question, you're already halfway to the answer. And she was good at asking the right question. She looked into Gloria's mixed-up blue and green eyes and asked, What is in your room? Really? Gloria thought. Suddenly, her mixed-up blue and green eyes turned brown. T-shirts, she answered. T-shirts and shorts and my pajamas and my winter snowsuit and lots of dirty socks and...
Right, said Aunt Hoochamagoocha. Clothes. Let's clean them up.
She took Gloria's hand and they went upstairs. When they opened the door, Aunt Hoochamagoocha began to turn purple. Suddenly, Aunt Hoochamagoocha blew up. Gloria didn't know what to do. There were pieces of her aunt on the ceiling, the walls, the windowsill, everywhere. In a panic, she began to put away her clothes. She worked faster than she had ever done anything in her life. In no time, her clothes were all put away.
Good work, said a voice from the ceiling. What's next?
Gloria looked around. There's my toy castle and my doll with no head and my rock collection and my midnight starburst triple sparkler marble and...
Right, said the voice.
Toys.
Gloria cleaned up her toys. In 1 minute, all the little toys were in the toy box and the big ones were neatly lined up against the wall.
Next, said her aunt.
Gloria quickly looked around. Coloring books, storybooks.
Right, said Aunt Hoochamagoocha.
Books.
In a flash, Gloria picked them all up and put them on the shelf. Then she noticed that her aunt was coming back together. Pieces were floating into the middle of the room like a jigsaw puzzle.
What's left? Asked her aunt,
just as the shark tooth necklace settled around her neck. Gloria looked around. Old Twinkie wrappers, some watermelon rind, an apple core, and a bunch of paper.
Right, said Aunt Hoochamagoocha.
Junk. I'll get a garbage bag. Just then, Daddy came up the stairs.
What are you two doing up here? He asked. I thought I heard a big noise.
Come on in, Daddy, invited Gloria.
Daddy stood in the middle of Gloria's room. He stared at the bare floor. The neat bookshelves, the toys lined up perfectly. Then he began to turn purple.
Daddy, no! Shrieked Gloria. Don't blow up! You'll mess up my room!
Daddy didn't blow up. He fainted. Quick, Gloria, make your bed, said Aunt Hoochamagoocha. Gloria smoothed the quilt and fluffed the pillow. Aunt Hoochamagoocha picked up Daddy and laid him gently on the bed.
He'll live, she said. Now, let's go for a ride on Magpie.